Okay, guys, so back here for another day at Cowboys training camp, and something that threw me for the biggest loop a couple of days ago when we had our date with Troy. And Aikman was on the golf course talking about this property that we were on, and this one guy who basically owns it and who owns the Four Seasons in Montecito and Santa Barbara. He owns, and they started going over the things that this guy actually owns, and it's one guy that owns everything. He's like, oh, yeah, he owns the Four Seasons in New York City, too. He owns Sandpiper Golf Course, Bob. Mm-hmm. He owns all of these properties here. It's like, who is this guy? How do he make his money? And Troy goes, Beanie Babies.
Yep.
And I'm like, what? He goes, yes, this is the guy that created Beanie Babies. So it's a guy named...
So not the guy that we used to have on the rant.
That's a guy that sold Beanie Babies for profit. This guy created the concept of Beanie Babies. And for those who don't know what a Beanie Baby is, I don't know if I would... I mean, I guess we would know, but we were...
If anybody's an expert on Beanie Babies, it would have to be the rant members.
Yeah, I know. I know. We had a guy on... What was his name? JD?
Was it?
I don't even remember.
But he was South African. He had a really thick accent.
Yeah.
And he had this collectible shop that specialized in Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he paid for time on the rant, and it would be a full segment. And we would just ask him one question, and then he would talk for 15 minutes about Beanie Babies.
About some of the most valuable Beanie Babies on the planet.
So in my head... I'm thinking when Troy told us that, I'm like, I guess I didn't know how popular they actually were. And so I looked this guy up, Ty Warner, he was born in 1944, so he's 80 whatever now. So moves to L.A. to try to be an actor, fails, and he began working for a plush toy maker as a salesman. And in 1986, he had no money. He mortgaged his home and invested his life savings into founding a company called Ty Inc. And he started out by selling stuffed toy cats.
How did he come up with the name Ty Inc.?
Well, Ty is his first name, and then Inc.
Huh.
Incorporated. Yeah.
So do you, Dave, remember Portsmouth? In the Premier League for like five straight seasons, their jersey sponsor was a heart with the word tie in the middle of it. They played in the Premier League for five straight years.
That's him?
And he was basically promoting, I guess, Beanie Babies in the English Premier League like 20 years ago.
So, again, I was too old, didn't have any money for it anyway, but... I did not realize the success of Beanie Babies. He launched it in 1993. He focused on selling $5 or $10 Beanie Babies. And by the way, this guy's worth like $4 billion right now. Okay?
The company still exists. Like I guess they still make Beanie Babies, but I remember when my daughter was young, Beanie Boos were the ones that she really wanted. They were the bigger ones with the like kind of marble-looking eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beanie Boos?
Yeah.
So stupid, man.
They would come in three sizes. There would be the small, the medium, and the large. And the large would be like 2 feet tall.
Huh. Did Daddy ever get a couple bottles of the Beanie Boos?
Oh, tons. I mean, at every gas station, they would have like a kiosk. And if I would go on a trip, I'd grab a Beanie Boo.
God,
to bring to her.
I've never heard of this before.
As a little treat.
I thought you said
Daddy's
Beanie,
home.
Beanie Boos.
No.
Like Daddy would put into his Coke.
No. You didn't screw off the head.
Some of that Beanie Boos.
Secret That's stash
long,
of Beanie Boos.
Long trip here, honey.
Just you get the little minis for the flight.
So at the peak of the Beanie Babies craze, which, Dave, what year do you think that was? If you just think of it in rant terms.
I guess like 98.
99.
I was going to say 2000. Okay.
Yeah, 99.
Because they would come out in batches, like seasonal batches, and they would be limited edition, and they would have unique tags.
Yeah.
And so,
which you guys would keep us up to speed with every Saturday morning on
like,
the ticket.
Like Pinchers the Korean.
That's Is that a Beanie Baby?
Yes. Absolutely, it's a Beanie Baby.
So, in 1999...
Pinchers the Korean.
He made $700 million. And by 2000...
And then he turned it into Santa Barbara real estate?
With the rise of the internet in 2000, and I guess the ease with which he was selling them over the internet, he went from $700 million to $2.5 billion the next year in profits.
Incredible.
And Beanie Babies. Again, I just thought they were like a dumb bit that I don't even know who bought. I never knew one person that bought that stuff back in the day. Who bought them? Who was the customer?
Whoa.
Jeez.
Like old, like middle-aged women?
It was both. It was kids.
Mostly
but,
kids.
But then you would have housewives that would become obsessed with it and become collectors.
Yeah. I feel like in my head, I think of like, women more than kids.
But it's after the Cabbage Patch and before the American Girl dolls and just
think of every, it's always something.
Every 3 years somebody hits the jackpot on the toy that every kid needs.
So I'm guessing that you guys never saw the Beanie Bubble.
That's a good guess.
No.
Okay, so it's a movie that came out in 2023 and it had Zach Galifianakis as Ty Warner. And
what?
Elizabeth Banks as his first business partner.
No way.
Yeah. I remember seeing it because it's really pretty good. Just talks about how he came up with the idea and how he had these three women that were working for him that basically helped get the company off the ground and to where it was. But then he was really greedy and selfish and kind of pushed them out.
Yeah. So now this guy owns the most expensive portions of the most expensive place basically in California. It's all his. Didn't they say he owned that club that we were playing golf on too? He owned that whole thing?
I think so.
All because of Beanie Babies.
All because of Beanie Babies.
Amazing. And it was really funny to hear Troy say the word Beanie Baby.
I mean, honestly, it's wild to hear just about anybody.
I used to get my girls Beanie Babies.
Who's this?
It's really bad fake Troy.
Yeah. It's urban slow twitch fake Troy. All right. Well, there you go. There's our stumble into the world of Beanie Babies and how that guy has taken over all the real estate in Southern California.
Yes. All the Thai Inc.
Thai Inc. Still alive. Still kicking.
Tight.
How old is he now?
Like 84 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Beanie Babies.
God, he owns every... I'm reading right now. He owns all these properties in Hawaii because of Beanie Babies.